Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters.
For this week's Health Matters Report, we are sitting down with Dr. Pamela Payne Foster. Dr. Payne Foster is a preventative medicine / public health physician and professor of community medicine and population health. She is also deputy director for community outreach for the College of Community Health Sciences Institute for Rural Health Research. Thanks so much for joining us today, Dr. Payne Foster.
Thanks so much for having me.
Today's topic is chronic kidney disease prevention and education. So let's get into it. Tell us a little bit about what is kidney disease.
Yes, chronic kidney disease is, and sometimes we shorten it with CKD, is very prevalent. 37 million people in the U.S. have chronic kidney disease. It's mainly found in older adults, women, African Americans, and those with a history of chronic kidney disease.
And how can we prevent it? Does a healthy diet and sleep factor into that? How can we prevent
those,
it?
The risk factors, two big risk factors are diabetes and high blood pressure. So managing those illnesses is great. But the thing that's really tricky about CKD is there are really no symptoms. So we really catch it very late. The only way to diagnosis is with a urinalysis. So that's the take-home message. Everyone should have an annual urinalysis, on an annual basis, so you can pick it up. The other take-home message is that early treatment really prevents the progression of CKD. So the only way you can really get early treatment is to see a specialist, a nephrologist. So really encourage people to get that urinalysis, and then if they get a diagnosis of CKD, to get early treatment. Because we know that the end stage of CKD is dialysis. And believe it or not, Tamika, there are 14,000 Alabamians who are on dialysis currently, and about 1,000. The other endpoint is kidney transplant. And about 1,000 Alabamians are waiting for a kidney transplant. So just very serious. But taking those early precautions really helps.
Joining us now is Dr. Felicia Wood, here to tell us about the research and app development surrounding chronic kidney disease prevention and education. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about your research.
Yeah, we are funded by an industry within nationwide industry. And the focus is on chronic kidney disease, and we want to prevent, to the extent possible, the development of complications and the transition to dialysis. So we are funded and work with the Alabama Life Research Institute, as well as CCHS, and we're from the College of Nursing. So this interdisciplinary work has been going on for the last 2.5 years. We have interviewed people from West Alabama primarily, but actually throughout the state of Alabama, a lot of rural dwellers. We have interviewed people with or at risk for chronic kidney disease. We've interviewed primary care physicians. We've interviewed people on dialysis, and now we're interviewing nephrologists as well to get their perspective. And based on all of the data we have collected, we have developed an app that will help primary care physicians to calculate the stage of chronic kidney disease. That's very important as people transition to higher level stages. They're more at risk for having to go on dialysis. We've also developed a couple of videos to be used in primary care providers' offices. And those videos are intended for the public to look at strategies they can use to advocate for themselves as far as being tested for CKD, and strategies they can take like managing their diabetes, managing their hypertension. As you're probably aware, in Alabama, and particularly West Alabama, diabetes and hypertension are rampant throughout this state. So we're doing everything we can to prevent that.
And when will this app be out?
We are beta testing the app right now, so hopefully early next year it will be available. It's available, it's going to be available on both the iOS and the Android stores. It's intended for primary care physicians, but there's no restriction on who can use it. So a person who wants to know more about what stage their kidney disease is could certainly access that. They may not understand everything, but and they may not have the numbers to put in. But our goal is to make sure that people get to a specialist, a nephrologist, early enough in their CKD that they can prevent or delay dialysis.
Joining us now is Dr. Joanne Oliver, here to talk about upcoming events surrounding chronic kidney disease prevention education. Thanks for joining us today, Dr. Oliver.
Thank you for having us, Tamika.
Tell us a little bit about some upcoming events you guys got going on.
So we have an event happening Wednesday, February 28th of next year, of course, that we will be having our premiere of this chronic kidney disease study that we've had and sharing some of the interventions with the community, which is exciting for us because we've done all this work with this particular study, and it's important to share the information with our community members.
And tell us who benefits from all this work that you guys have been doing.
Well, the beneficiaries will be the community members, you know, those who are at risk for chronic kidney disease, family members, and also, of course, healthcare providers with the app that, of course, have been shared before related to chronic kidney disease and helping healthcare providers increase their referrals to nephrologists in a timely manner.
And why is this work so important? I'm sure you guys have poured a lot of time, energy, months of research. Why is this work so important?
The work is so important because with this work, of course, we're trying to educate the community, those who are at risk for chronic kidney disease, those with hypertension and diabetes, et cetera. However, we have created some creative media ideas and creative media outcomes from this study that we want to share with the community members, clinical healthcare providers, community members, and also, of course, we're sharing this information with those people who actually participated, the community members who actually participated in creating these videos that we'll be sharing with the community.
And anything else you want to add?
We would like to see everyone, come and be a part of this event. It will be at the Capstone College of Nursing, and it will be, again, February 28th at 5 p.m. We will have a brief reception, and then we will have also a panel discussion, which will include providers and other members of the community, including patients who suffer from chronic kidney disease.
All right. Thanks so much, Dr. Oliver, for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit cchs.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.